Buzzin' at 102.9, and it's available everywhere today. Kane Brown's album, Experiment, and he is on the line right now. What's up, brother?
What's up, buddy?
Not much, you know.
I think everybody really wants to congratulate you on getting married. How is married life?
It's about the same. I just, you know, I'm like, okay, we actually went through with that. So you must really love me.
Believe me, I said the same thing to my wife. I was like, oh, yeah, so nothing's really changed, except you got a ring on now.
Yeah.
And the tattoos in this situation, too, though. That's different.
Yeah. She had hers like 6 or 7 months before the wedding. And for me, I had to, she kept saying, are you going to get yours? I was like, yeah, I'll get it. So the day of the wedding, she was like, you didn't keep your word. So I had my tattoo artist fly in from Phoenix, and he gave me the tattoo like 15 minutes before we got married.
Wow. What a guy. I mean, you're doing some incredible things right now. I'm actually going to try not to cry during this phone call because I was reading the story about all the things that you just did for your mom. And oh my gosh, I hope that my son turns out as amazing as you are. The apartment, a job, and a car.
Yeah, well, thank you. She's just done so much for me. And, I just want her to be my old mom again and, try and give back as much as I can that she gave me when I was a child.
Kane, you're going to be on The Voice next week, and we've got a friend of the show, Chris Cruzy, that's out there as well competing. He's a long-haired country boy. Can you give him some extra tips and some extra help to have him advance?
If he's on The Voice, he's doing pretty good. I ain't got no tips for him.
He'll be the guy that kind of looks like Chris Stapleton.
Yeah, I'll tell him, just keep going, never quit.
And Kane, today is the day. Your album, Experiment, available everywhere. Are you excited for this one?
Yeah, I'm excited because my first album, I didn't really know what I was going to write. I didn't know how to write. We were kind of forced into it. I was just used to doing cover songs. And
right.
I feel like I've really grown. I knew what I wanted to say. I knew what my sound was going to be. I was really writing these songs to just make my live show better. This album's my baby. I feel like it's going to do better than my last album, and that's saying a lot just because my last album did more than what I was expecting. So,
is there one song on the album that makes you go, man, I cannot wait for my fans to hear this one?
No, that's what's crazy. It's my last album, I could have picked some songs. This one, every single song on here is my baby, even Live Forever, which is the last track on the album that I didn't write. If you're a Titanic fan, you got to check it out. To me, it reminds me of the Titanic. There's a bunch of strings and stuff on it. Just every song's unique. Nothing sounds the same. And every song's just different.
Kane, looking forward to the album coming out. Obviously, a big thing now is collaborations, even outside of country music specifically. Is there an act that you'd love to play with?
Dude, I would love, just because I saw him the first time, I'm not even a huge fan of him. I saw him the first time at the AMAs, 21 Pilots.
Oh, they are great. They are. I love 21 Pilots. Yeah.
I saw watching them live and just, I didn't know there was only two of them. I thought it was like a full band.
Like they 21 of them?
It would be sick. Yeah.
same.
Or 21 years old. I don't know.
And speaking of 21, I know PT has been asking about our blackjack night at Buzz and Half Dozen.
When you were here for Buzz and Half Dozen, I know that you guys were at the blackjack tables for a certain amount of time. Can you disclose whether or not you were successful there with Dubs or no?
Oh, I was successful that night.
Oh, he was. He was. He was really successful.
Yeah, I think Dubs was having a hard time.
Hey, that's something that we don't need to get out there, okay? But next time you're in the Twin Cities, we got to hit up Grand Casino and get our blackjack on.
Yeah, let's go, man. I think that was the last time I played.
Oh, you're long overdue. We got to get you on the blackjack tables.
Definitely. But I kind of love that people aren't taking my money to sit down at a table.
That's always a positive. And I know what else, people are going to be giving you their money for your album, Experiment, available everywhere today. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, man. I appreciate y'all talking to me, and I can't wait to come back.